Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you ask the average politician, they'd say that the financial problems of Europe have supposedly been cured. Oh yeah? If true, why did the International Monetary Fund and the G20 group of nations have more emergency meetings last weekend? How come the IMF had to literally beg governments to pledge another $430 billion of bailouts? If the European economy is so strong, why did the Dutch government collapse Monday? Members of the ruling coalition objected to an austerity budget that would result in the Netherlands further subsidizing other European nations. Remember, the Netherlands is now only one of four European nations that still carry a AAA credit rating. Why did the Spanish government recently ban the use of cash for business transactions in excess of 2,500 euros? Could this move have something to do with Spain sinking back into a recession in the first quarter of 2012, with over 22% unemployment that is still rising? Why has Belgium now taken on so much debt to support three banks that its existing and contingent government debt now exceeds double that nation's gross domestic product? Also, why did U.S. Treasury Secretary Geithner state this past weekend that the European nations needed to step up their efforts to avert further deterioration of debt problems? Would all of this be happening if Europe's debt problems were really solved? Perhaps part of the growing European problem is that the rest of the world is also having major trouble. In a speech Monday, former Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Donald Cohn worried that the U.S. politicians would not take adequate measures on U.S. government debt and deficits before the end of 2012. He stated, quote, "What's required to put the fiscal deficit on a sustainable path are some difficult decisions having to do with entitlement spending and taxes in the United States. There's a high degree of uncertainty. There's a huge risk that they won't," end quote. Then there is China. The Wall Street Journal reported the latest HSBC China Manufacturing PMI Index for April. For the sixth consecutive month, the reading indicates that the Chinese economy is contracting. With all this economic uncertainty, people should be concerned about the near-term value of the paper currencies and paper assets like stocks and bonds. I recommend that everyone own at least an insurance position of physical gold and silver in the range of 5 to 20% of total investments. If you don't already own some physical gold and silver, you may not have much time to prepare. I urge you to take prompt action. That's it for now. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing, into which Premier Coins and Collectibles is now being consolidated. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.